You will hear a radio interview with a law student called Mark Stone, talking about his life at university. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Hello, Mark. Thank you for agreeing to talk to us about your experience of being a student at Gramwell University. I'm sure many of our listeners will be thinking of applying next year, and they'll be very interested in what you have to say.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
First of all, why did you choose Gramwell University?
Well, no one in my family had been to university before, and my parents couldn't really help me decide. My mother hoped I'd live at home while I was a student, but I really wanted to go to a different city and make new friends. And Gramwell is really one of the best places in the country for law, so that's why I went for it.
Was there anything that particularly surprised you when you arrived at Gramwell?
Yeah, I hadn't actually realised before I came here how different many things would be. It may sound silly, I know, but I hadn't actually spent more than a few hours here when I came on an open day before arriving at Gramwell as a student. Of course, the buildings are all very modern, but I knew that. I just wasn't prepared for how different everything would feel. You know, most people are my age, so it's all quite exciting. It rains as much as it always did at home, though.
And what's it like studying law?
People told me before I started that I'd find it very stressful. It hasn't been too bad, though. I've really enjoyed the challenge. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of work involved, especially just before a deadline. But the more you put in, the better you do, and as long as you're well organised, which I am, I think I get that from my mother, then it's okay.
Do you have a part-time job?
Yes, I share a flat with three other students, and I need to pay the rent. It's okay, though, it makes a change from the library, and the people I work with are cool. It's quite tiring, though, especially when I've been studying all day. I'm a waiter in a busy restaurant, so it certainly keeps me fit.
I'm sure it does. And what are your lecturers like? Are they helpful?
I must admit I was a bit scared of them when I first arrived. You know, I thought, why on earth would they want to talk to someone like me? In fact, most of them are very interested in how their students are getting on. The problem is that students usually don't take advantage of the opportunities they have to talk to them. They have times every week when you can go and see them. Even outside of those hours, it's usually quite easy to find them and they won't mind at all.
Do you mainly mix with other law students?
I have some very good friends here in the law faculty, but because I lived in a big student residence in my first year, I met people doing all sorts of courses. It was nice not to talk about law for a change. One of my best friends is reading history, and I'm sharing a flat with him, as well as a biologist and a drama student.
Sounds fun. And what's the social life like at Gramwell?
There are lots of societies and good sports facilities. There's even a skateboarding club. I've made friends that way too. I'm in the basketball team, and as long as you don't let it take up too much of your time, it's a really good way of unwinding and forgetting about work for a while. And then, when I get back to my desk, I'm definitely more focused. I know some people think we just spend all our time at parties, but that's not actually the case.
Well, thanks, Mark. It's been great talking to you. Good luck with your studies.
Thank you.
Now you will hear part four again.
Hello, Mark. Thank you for agreeing to talk to us about your experience of being a student at Cranwell University. I'm sure many of our listeners will be thinking of applying next year, and they'll be very interested in what you have to say.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
First of all, why did you choose Cranwell University?
Well, no one in my family had been to university before, and my parents couldn't really help me decide. My mother hoped I'd live at home while I was a student, but I really wanted to go to a different city and make new friends. And Cranwell is really one of the best places in the country for law, so that's why I went for it.
Was there anything that particularly surprised you when you arrived at Cranwell?
Yeah, I hadn't actually realised before I came here how different many things would be. It may sound silly, I know, but I hadn't actually spent more than a few hours here when I came on an open day before arriving at Cranwell as a student. Of course, the buildings are all very modern, but I knew that. I just wasn't prepared for how different everything would feel. You know, most people are my age, so it's all quite exciting. It rains as much as it always did at home, though.
And what's it like studying law?
People told me before I started that I'd find it very stressful. It hasn't been too bad, though. I've really enjoyed the challenge. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of work involved, especially just before a deadline. But the more you put in, the better you do, and as long as you're well organised, which I am, I think I get that from my mother, then it's okay.
Do you have a part-time job?
Yes, I share a flat with three other students, and I need to pay the rent. It's okay, though. It makes a change from the library, and the people I work with are cool. It's quite tiring, though, especially when I've been studying all day. I'm a waiter in a busy restaurant, so it certainly keeps me fit.
I'm sure it does. And what are your lecturers like? Are they helpful?
I must admit I was a bit scared of them when I first arrived. You know, I thought, why on earth would they want to talk to someone like me? In fact, most of them are very interested in how their students are getting on. The problem is that students usually don't take advantage of the opportunities they have to talk to them. They have times every week when you can go and see them. Even outside of those hours, it's usually quite easy to find them and they won't mind at all.
Do you mainly mix with other law students?
I have some very good friends here in the law faculty, but because I lived in a big student residence in my first year, I met people doing all sorts of courses. It was nice not to talk about law for a change. One of my best friends is reading history, and I'm sharing a flat with him, as well as a biologist and a drama student.
Sounds fun. And what's the social life like at Cranwell?
There are lots of societies and good sports facilities. There's even a skateboarding club. I've made friends that way too. I'm in the basketball team, and as long as you don't let it take up too much of your time, it's a really good way of unwinding and forgetting about work for a while. And then, when I get back to my desk, I'm definitely more focused. I know some people think we just spend all our time at parties, but that's not actually the case.
Well, thanks, Mark. It's been great talking to you. Good luck with your studies.
Thank you.
That is the end of part four.